Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here, and I have with me the lovely JN2N.
Hello.
And you may notice that I'm recording in stereo.
Wow.
Yes. And it's not because I've gone out and bought myself a Zoom IQ6, but it's actually because I'm borrowing the one that belongs to the lovely Fidden.
Hello.
Hello, Fidden.
Hello.
Fidden's here with me. It's not just being edited in afterwards in Audacity.
No. No, it's real.
It's real.
And so is the playground.
Oh, there's a playground, yes.
And there's a BJ as
there's
well.
There's a BJ. Big honour, there's a BJ. Hello, say hello.
Sorry, hello.
He's very obedient, isn't he?
Yeah.
You've got all bashful.
It's just surreal.
Bashful BJ. It's surreal.
Yeah.
Ah, brilliant.
His his user ID is Idel. E-I-D-O-E-L. Yeah. Why do you pronounce it Idel when it's Idoel?
Because, actually, this is boring, but do you want to know?
Have the abridged version?
It's a real word, real name, isn't it?
Yeah, in a novel that was just recorded, the narrator says it the right way, but I have to re-listen to it to hear it.
What, Idel?
Because the Idel refers to a character in another book that I've written.
Okay.
But I have to listen to his pronunciation because he did research and stuff.
Or even his pronunciation.
That's the one. Whereas my research is based on literature. It was based on linguistics.
Wow.
Yeah. And what's your Twitter ID, BJ?
Medrin.
You say that again?
Medrin. MEDDRYN. And we're in Berkhamsted.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we're in the Canal Fields playground. In Berkhamsted.
Oliver's here as well.
And Oliver's here as well, but he's not. He's even more bashful
though. He's on Twitter, though.
He is on Twitter?
Oh, yeah. He loves Twitter.
What's his...
At Guide Dog Oliver.
Ah. He's got plenty of followers. I see what you did there.
Yeah. He goes into Twitter trances and his brainwaves interact with the Wi-Fi. That's how he does it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I had this dream once that I tried to shoot my English teacher. I then got caught and shot by the armed police on the school campus. Mm. Went into a coma, and the only way I could communicate with the outside world from my hospital bed was through my brainwaves to my recently acquired, when I dreamt this, it was years ago, Windows mobile phone.
Wow.
Which then exploded because there was too much information.
It's very Stephen King.
Yeah.
And then I woke up within the dream. You know when you have a dream within a dream?
Yes.
And I woke up from the coma within the dream.
Yes.
And went back to school. Yes. Randomly, I didn't go to prison or anything.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Which is really weird. And then I said, it's a good job I set my Wi-Fi to WPA, because otherwise anyone could have read my thoughts if it was WEP or an open network.
Yeah.
That's so really geeky.
I know.
Such a geeky bloody dream.
I know.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
You've even been geeking your dreams.
Yeah.
Wow. Right, this is Simon's book. We're hijacking it.
No, it's brilliant.
I think
brilliant.
He wanted it to be a bit hijacked, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I was really hoping it wouldn't just be me talking and...
Because you can do that at home.
You, the three of you just listening intently and breathing occasionally.
So I hijack your booze regularly.
Pardon?
I hijack your booze regularly.
Oh, just checking what you said, then.
What do you think I said?
Oh, please. Don't make me sense of this.
Hijack your...
Yeah, no, no.
Boobs.
I'll explain it later, don't worry.
So how many followers do you have on Audio Boo, Simon?
Too many.
Okay. Too many?
Yes.
Are you just trying... Is this to alienate some of them now so that they don't follow you anymore?
You can mention them all so people don't get peed off.
Oh.
I wouldn't mention any of them.
I do, actually. I've actually put a lot of thought into this, you know. About this whole thing about mentioning who
you follow
everyone. So I have to go into Boo on my web browser, don't I? Yeah. In order to have a look at my
oh, I
who
wouldn't
I'm following.
Do that while you're using that mic if I were you.
Because
you'll be using data and it'll make horrible noises.
Oh. So I will have to edit it then.
Maybe.
Follow. How do I?
I'm airplane mode on.
Airplane mode?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing. But then I wouldn't be able to use my web browser anyway. So that's what you have to do with this thing. You have to go to airplane.
Yeah, it's a bit annoying.
Mode.
But you get stereo, so it's worth it.
I'm following 122 people, and I've got 193 followers.
But the thing is, if somebody wanted to see who you follow, they've only got to look at your account. They can see.
Oh, it's not even in alphabetical order.
Isn't it?
Not on the website.
Oh, that's silly.
Anyway, that's probably making horrible noises. Let me just pause it and I'll find out whether it's been making horrible data noises.
Okay.
2-1, you're back in the room.
Look into my eyes, the eyes. Don't look around the eyes, look into my eyes. We've broken it.
Yeah. Right, okay. So I'm going to go through the people I follow on Audioboo.
You're not really,
I'm just
going to
go through. I'm just going to go through the numerics and the A section, because I'm not going to do all of them all at once. So in the numeric section, the person I follow in the numeric section is 125F8.
Who?
It's a droid.
125F8.
Is that real?
I believe 125F8 refers to a camera aperture or something.
Wow. I thought you were geeky.
This is somebody who takes photographs. This chap is a real character. Now onto the A section, a State of Trance.
What's that?
Podcast with Armin van Buuren. He's a real character.
Oh, hello.
Then we have.
Are you trying to offend everybody then we have, else then by we have saying Aide, somebody's a real character and then not we have, saying it about?
We have Aide Larks. Aide Larks.
Yeah.
He's a real character.
Doesn't work for Audio Boom or with them or something.
Well done, thumbs up. Hey.
Next we have Ad Hodgson.
He's my friend.
He's a real character. then we have Aide Doran 2.
Who's that?
He's a real character. he's the one that recommended the lemon sorbet at the at Mario's ice cream parlour.
He gets everywhere, doesn't he?
Then we have Acrobat. He's a real character. We have all one word.
All one word.
He's a real character. Then we have Amro.
He's a real character.
He's a real character. Then we have Andy Mooseman, who's a real character. And then we have Aaron Paul. He is a real character.
He is. There's a different emphasis there. He
and
is
then we
a
have Audio Boom, which is obviously
an
account.
Yeah, they're
that's
fictional.
An account. So that's an account for a company
that used
so
to
that
care about
there's
its
no,
users.
There's
once.
No gender assigned to that, so I'm not sure whether Audio Boom is fascinating or whether it's a real character.
I'm not either.
So what have we learned from this? I seem to be following men only.
Only because you only did A's, though. I mean, if you look at E and F, for example.
E and F?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Might be a little bit different, then.
B, C and D, people will get
one. Who is E and F?
E
and
F.
Oh.
E and F.
Oh, the letter E and the letter F.
Get in by yourself.
Simon, are you for real?
So F would contain Fidden.
Yeah, who's not a man.
Let me know when you get to Jane.
Fascinating.
She's bored already.
Fascinating. she's fascinating.
There's another F.
And E? Who's in the E section?
There's two Fs, though.
There's two Fs, come on, you know.
Massage your ego, because, you know, she's, you know.
I like it.
Sorry, Fidden sings?
Yeah. Fiona Dunn sings.
Right, she's a real character. No, she's fascinating.
Is that all you can say about my music?
What's E? Who's in the E section?
Idel.
He's a real character.
Oliver's not on Audioboo, though.
No.
No.
But if he was...
Yeah.
He would be a real character.
Yeah. You know, if you went on Just a Minute... Have you ever listened to Just a Minute, Simon?
Yes, all the time.
Nicholas Parsons.
Nicholas Parsons. He's a real character.
He is.
I also like Sue Perkins when she goes on there.
Mm.
Fascinating woman.
She then does the cakey stuff.
Cakey stuff?
Bake-off and stuff.
Does she? I've no idea.
I think that might be her her comedy partner, Mel.
Yeah, somebody. Mel DeGeorge.
She's fascinating.
Simon, you're being really strange now.
What's the moral of the story then?
Yeah, it's the one.
The moral of the story is I get all of my jokes from a bit of Fry and Laurie.
Oh.
They're quite dated though, to be fair. Mm.
Timelessly dated, yeah.
Can we tell them about the ice cream thing from earlier?
What ice cream thing from earlier?
About the name.
Yes, you can. Yana's not with us anymore. She's gone over to the... She's pushing Henry on the swings over there.
Well, she just got fed up of talking about real characters, really.
Jane Twin, she's fascinating.
She's a real character.
No. She's fascinating.
Yeah, BJ, you're not fascinating. You're just a real character.
Just a real character.
Yeah, yeah. You know your place.
I know. I'm going to do a really offended boom.
Yeah. So...
Ice cream, yes.
Earlier on...
Yes.
We were going to go to this ice cream
place. We were in Café Rouge.
Which was very nice.
The red restaurant.
Yeah.
We were looking at the dessert choices and we were... You particularly were unimpressed by the dessert choices.
Pretty much.
In the ice cream department.
Yeah, it used to be much, much better than that.
So really. I proposed that that we potentially go to the local ice cream parlour.
Yeah.
Which used to be called Scoops.
Yeah.
You've heard already.
We were only doing the A's.
Oh, okay.
And then we did E and F. Just a few people in E and F. And we touched on J as well.
We did.
Yes, so I propose that we go to an ice cream parlour, yes.
Yes.
Because I knew of one just up the road.
And it used to be called Scoops.
Yes, that's right.
And then you said...
I said I don't know why it's called Scoops.
Yes.
Possibly lots of journalists go there.
And I said, oh, it's just to do with the ice cream.
You've got to be there, though, to be fair.
Yeah, it's not as funny now, is it?
No.
Well, it's because of an ice cream scoop.
Yeah.
Because they serve scoops of ice cream.
Yeah.
They serve ice cream by the scoop.
Yeah.
Yes. And then you asked me what it was really called now.
This is really falling flat on its arse.
And I couldn't remember what it was called.
I thought it might be
and
cones.
And you thought it might be called cones because of the roadworks.
No, you said about the roadworks.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I think people are switching off in their droves.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
And
they probably did that already when in the real character bit. If you've made it this far, well done. Sorry, that was a bit harsh, wasn't it? I'm sorry.
Yeah, and but sorry. When we went there, so we did actually go to the ice cream parlour in the end, and
yeah.
That when they offered, so when we asked for the ice cream, they offered us to have it in cones
or cups
or in tubs.
Tubs. Oh yeah, tubs.
So they could call it tubs if they wanted to in the future.
Yeah,
and then they might get people thinking that people were
selling baths or something.
Selling bathroom furniture, or maybe they were a big fan of Miami Vice.
Crockett and tubs, yeah.
Yeah. So
margarine
tubs.
It's
very difficult, really, to name an ice cream parlour, isn't it?
I don't think
in an ambiguous way.
I don't think so. No.
I could just call it the ice cream parlour. And then everyone would know what it was.
Yeah, but then you could end up with all the ice cream parlours being called that, and they'd be owned by different people, and some of them would be really good, and some of them would be really average, and some of them would just be awful. And you wouldn't be able to differentiate anymore, because
they'd
all be called
chain,
the ice cream parlour. Yeah.
Just give it a designation, shop 167842.
Oh, imagine that. That'd be horrendous.
I am not a number. I am a free ice cream parlour. So is the benefit of using a stereo mic in the playground environment that you can actually listen to the children moving around?
Yeah.
Should we do that for a bit?
All right.
Conversational topics for the children then
compared to ours, probably. Yeah.
Mm. You need to do a booth, Yana.
Am I going to do a booth? Well, no, because they've broken it. Well, I can't do a stereo one easily because they've broken it, so I can't type in the title.
It's in 101.
That's really annoying. Actually, I could do a stereo one on my 4S with my Tascam microphone.
Oh, I've still got that.
Yeah.
But
I've got a bag of joy in here.
So what happens if you can't modify the title? What's the outcome of that?
Nobody would want to listen to your boo, because it wouldn't have a proper title, would it? It
doesn't have a title. So is it just a blank title, or is it just like a single letter or something?
Yeah, often it lets you do like a single letter, and then it stops you being in the edit field anymore.
Mm. Use my counter for that, perhaps.
Yeah, we could do that.
Do you want
Well, Simon's booing at the moment.
I know, but post Simon's boo.
Okay.
So what are your first impressions of Berkhamsted?
I like it.
Because you've passed through it many times on the train, haven't you?
Yeah, and I think I've stopped here about once, but never got off.
I've never been here.
Oh, the train stopped.
The train stopped, but I didn't get off.
I'm so sorry, BJ, I didn't quite catch what you said.
I've never been here or been through it.
You have been through it.
Have I?
Yeah, on your way to Birmingham.
No, I haven't.
You have, it just didn't stop.
No,
you've been on the fast train.
Yes, so the... So I had to pause the recording then. But yeah, the trains from Euston, the Virgin trains do go through Berkhamsted, they just don't stop there.
They go through all kinds of places, they don't stop.
Yeah, of course.
It's the same line, isn't it, pretty much? I mean, I think it's a double... Has it got two lines?
Yeah, I believe they're parallel with each other sort of thing. Or they probably share the same tracks on some places.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how these things work, but yeah, so... So
you've been through here.
Actually, stopping in Berkhamsted is obviously
it's novelty for us.
Yeah.
And yes, Cafe Rouge was lovely.
Does it smell different to where you live? Sound different?
The cannabis smells pretty similar.
The cannabis?
Yeah. Yes.
You weren't supposed to talk about the cannabis.
Oh, is that you?
I don't think so. Somehow.
No, but people smoke it and they parks and stuff. Well, someone is now.
Are they?
Yeah.
I can smell something funny.
Yeah. Can you notice?
That could be. There's lots of canal boats behind
us. Oh, it could be, yeah. But people think...
Oh, it could be, yeah.
People think you don't smell of it and you just... What?
The wind's coming from that side.
Oh, yeah.
I can smell your bag because you've got this very nice leather bag that smells very nice and leathery. And because I'm not used to it, that's the thing I can smell.
Okay.
You're not used to leather, hey? You're
no, I'm not used to that leather bag that smells the way that one smells. Yana isn't implying that she's actually made out of leather. She's just saying that she has lots of leather things that she owns.
Leather bags,
for instance, yeah. You can what?
Yeah, of course you can.
Here's Amelia. Amelia, we're reporting a boo. Is there anything you'd like to say to the boo people? No, it's fine.
What's that squeaky thing sort of there?
That's really the seesaw.
I used to love seesaw. We had one. My dad made us one in the garden once out of a plank and a log.
Sounds rubbish.
It wasn't rubbish. Sounds it was rubbish. Really good. We were only tiny.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Oliver. It was yours anyway, wasn't it?
It was ours in our garden. So it wasn't rubbish.
I love
a
seesaw.
Good.
You can bump people off it. It's great.
Yeah, you probably could have done that on ours. In fact, you could knock off the whole plank and we could all fall on the floor. That used to be interesting. And we had a swing. And Dad had a shed. He's still got a shed.
Well, can I just say, on behalf of Berkhamsted, it's been very nice to have you here. Both of you.
Why are you speaking on behalf of Berkhamsted?
Well, because,
all of a sudden?
You know, you're obviously not.
Because we've travelled further. We've travelled further than you did today. Is that?
Yeah, but you've
because we
you
came
know,
from London.
You haven't got
and you
very
didn't.
Much to say particularly about Berkhamsted.
Well, actually, I have.
But Berkhamsted says a lot about you. You know how grateful it is to have you here.
Oh, what? It seems a very nice. Very nice place. It's bigger than I expected, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't know
you'd
have...
Because I've been making you walk around all the...
Yeah, but I didn't know you'd have a Coluccio's and stuff. This is the things that's important to the coffee queen of...
True.
You know.
But
the coffee queen of West London.
But I still think it would be really good if Coluccio's actually had a teleportation system where you could teleport from one branch to another.
It would, actually, because I have to get to a different Coluccio's for choir practice later, and it's in West London, and I could really do with just being able to go in the one here and going... Whoosh, instead of all this train nonsense.
Yeah. Anyway, I've come to the end of my time. Thanks for being on my boo. Toodle-boo.
Bye-bye.